7 years ago, an Associated Press article labeled the city of Huntington, West Virginia, the unhealthiest in the nation. The article relied on data from the Centers for Disease Control that said a large percentage of Huntington's adults were obese. It said the area had high rates of heart disease and low rates of exercise. Since then, a lot of people and agencies in Huntington have been trying to improve the area's health. But is it working?
Good job, guys.
The parking lot at the YMCA in Huntington is full of kids carrying weighted balls and hauling heavy rope. They're part of the Kids in Motion class. The classes were established in 2013 as one of many programs aimed at reducing obesity in the Huntington area. Reagan Hutchinson is in the class for 6 to 10-year-olds.
Well, it motivates me because I wouldn't do as good if I was by myself, because when I'm around other people, I want to do better.
I didn't have it growing up, and I wish I had. It's a struggle for me to make myself exercise now.
Rhonda Hutchinson is Reagan's mom.
I try to do it and set a good example because, like I said, the earlier they start, they're not going to know the difference. It's just going to become habit forming.
Residents of Huntington have been more focused on health since a story from the Associated Press labeled the Huntington area as the unhealthiest in the country. The AP report drew international attention. In 2010, British celebrity chef Jamie Oliver came to Huntington to launch a reality show aimed at improving health. He pushed for an overhaul of school lunch menus, and he created a community kitchen in downtown Huntington called Jamie's Kitchen. The show has moved on, but Huntington Mayor Steve Williams says the kitchen is still open, still teaching locals how to cook healthy meals.
Jamie's Kitchen is now Huntington's kitchen. We have more activities on weekends than we ever had 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, we have our festivals. We have our hot dog festival. We'll have Chili Fest. And those things are things that we celebrate. But in the midst of it, there's a lot more activity.
Williams says since 2010, the number of annual 5K races in the area has gone from 19 to more than 40. And the city has moved toward promoting locally sourced food with new local markets like the Wild Ramp. But obesity numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation don't bear out major change. According to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, in 2011, the percentage of obese adults in Cabell County, the county making up most of Huntington, was at 32%. In 2012 and 2013, the number rose to 33%. And in 2014, the number rose another percentage point to 34%.
In Cabell County, we know that we have excellent opportunity to exercise. We have some of the best exercise availability anywhere in the country.
That's Dr. Michael Kakilny. He's the physician's director for the Cabell Huntington Health Department. He says the numbers of those obese don't jive with the availability of quality food and opportunity for exercise. According to the Robert Wood Johnson numbers, 92% of the people in the county have access to exercise opportunities. But Kakilny says good food and exercise opportunities alone can't reduce obesity. It's also about changing a mindset.
From what I've seen in dealing with patients, that it is becoming all right to lose weight. And that's an encouraging sign. And I get the sense that people are beginning to think it's not only something they should do, but it's something that it's all right for them to do.
Kilkilney says changing that feeling on the importance of being healthy isn't easy. Huntington Mayor Steve Williams says the easiest way to change those feelings is by starting with adolescents.
The adults have kind of screwed it up. We were the ones that were leading, and what we lead ourselves to being the fattest, most unhealthy area in the country. The next step is let's rely on our students. If we show that our students can provide some leadership and help us move the needle a little bit, these students are exciting.
Go, go, go. Like a fish, you might just catch a few more feet. Come on, run. Come on. I'm too shabby to hear. I'm too fast over there. Ow.
You're too
fast. Ow.
I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm
trying.
Back at the YMCA, Liz Auble, the assistant director for the Kids in Motion program, is putting a group of kids through their paces.
That's too much for my arms.
Auble says they continue to see more and more kids participate in their program.
I had a lot of families come in that have realized it's not as easy as they thought to
continue on that journey of weight loss. And but they come in here and they realize we make it fun, and they really enjoy the atmosphere with everyone else and challenging each other.
Although the numbers don't yet show it, many in the Huntington area think things are headed in a positive direction. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm also getting exercise. I didn't expect